And my sticking point now is
okay.
I've started lifting weights. And so now I'm in my head about, well, now I can't measure myself on the scale anymore because body changes and blah, blah, blah. And I need to eat this protein and maybe
that
I'm not full
so
because
not
I don't
true.
Have enough protein. I know. Well, that's why I was hoping you'd walk
that
me
is
through
so
it.
Not, I want you to think about people that do bodybuilding competitions. In order to get on stage, they've got to lose like 20, 30 pounds. And they have to lift 5 days a week. And
they
have to
count macros and stuff.
No, not the ones I know. That's like old school. A lot of them used to do that. They don't even do that anymore. They've changed everything. Some of them fast now. Some of them do this. Like I'm telling you, lifting weights has nothing to do with whether or not you're going to lose the last bit of your weight.
Okay.
You being up in your head about everything you put in your mouth, driving yourself insane, fuck it eating because you're driving yourself insane, or doing like donkey butt eating because you're like, well, forget it. I don't know what to do. Or eating extra because you think you're lifting weights and stuff. That will prevent you from losing weight.
So it's basically the same process then plus weightlifting.
Yes. It changes nothing.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I should stop reading stuff on the internet because they keep saying you can't go by the scale. The scale's going to go up.
Well, this is the thing.
It does sometimes.
BS, you're not supposed to go by the scale. What are you supposed to go by inside of no BS to know if you're on track or not?
Habit tracker and hunger signals.
Exactly. Same thing. You're going to track your workouts. Are you missing them? Or are you doing them? You're going to track, are you eating like an asshole? Are you eating like your body says you need? Because your body, like when you lift weights, like right now I'm training for a half marathon.
Right.
You know, I'm not eating for the half marathon. I'm eating for what my body tells me that it needs to do the half marathon.
That's the issue, right? I want to skip my body signals and go to whatever the internet said. And that's the error.
Yeah. And the problem with what the internet says is that for every article you'll find on the internet, you will find outdated information. You will find current information. You will find information from trainers who on the back end have a protein supplement that they've created that they want to sell you.
Right.
You'll have like training let me complicate it and make it seem like it's too hard for you to figure out, Lee. So you should hire me. I'll tell you what to eat. That's where we have to get really smart about the information that we consume. Is that it's fine if you want to, I will just say this, I lifted shoulders this morning. It's funny you even ask. I'm like, I'm going to lift my shoulders today. It's really easy to just abdicate all of the responsibility to someone else. What's hard is trusting that you know intuitively what to do. And so if you want to take in that information and think, you know what, this is what I did today. After I lift shoulders, because I have a lot of information in my head from all the years that I did bodybuilding and just regular strength training and stuff, is like, I probably am going to eat some protein after this. When I get hungry, first meal, I'll probably put protein in because I know that's good for my muscle, but I'm not going to sit there going like, I just lifted weights. I better run to the pantry, eat a bunch of protein right now, or all that's going to go to waste. And then get pissed when the scale goes up because I'm running to the pantry instead of just waiting for my body to tell me what it needs.
Right. And that's a good one too, because one of the things they're like, well, you got to make sure you consume your whey isolate within 30 minutes. And I'm like, 30 minutes? I'm not even home.
Yeah.
So that, carry it with me now? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to tell you, whether you consume it within 30 minutes, 60 minutes, like just think about it. Do you think your body is really sitting there with a big ass time bomb going off? Like, oh my God, there's no way I could ever build an ounce of muscle. That bitch didn't hit the 30 minute deadline.
Well, and it's just like you say, right? It's like the worst thing is always overeating. If you're overeating, like it's like great. So you're under on protein, but if you're overeating, it's all kind of irrelevant because you're just dousing the fire every time you put too much food in your body.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to that. All right. Well, this was reassuring. I needed that.
Well, and I will just say, like, as a word of caution, when you are lifting weights, I do not advise anybody who has a shitty relationship with the scale to get on it daily. When you lift weights, if you're doing it right, the scale really should go up the next day a little bit on the bigger body parts. So, or if you do a full body, you should weigh more for a couple days. That means you actually did the work. Your body needs to So for all of you who are listening, like, what are you talking about? What's this mystery that you're telling me, Corinne? When you lift weights, you're basically shredding your muscles. You're asking your muscles to create tons and tons, like millions of little tiny shred pockets in the muscle. Then when that repairs, the muscle comes back fuller and bigger. That's why a lot of times I tell y'all, like, if you want to change the shape of your body, lifting weights is a great way to do it. Like, it's just one of those things where you can do it. So anyway, throughout the couple of days post a strength training workout, though, you've got millions of little holes that your body is going to now repair. And every one of them requires water in order to repair. And so you've got millions of holes now in your body that's holding water. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then the more muscle that you carry, the more glycogen in your muscles that you carry also. So that's why a lot of people freak out in the beginning. It's, you don't need to feed it and you don't need to freak out, but it takes sometimes when you first start lifting weights, especially if it's been a minute, it sometimes can take a couple of weeks before your body actually reflects on the scale, the fat loss. In the interim, what it's reflecting is like equal trades or fluctuations of water, more glycogen getting added to the mix and all that stuff. Then eventually it stabilizes. It does, like, you won't be able to shred your muscles as much, no matter how much you lift. It just won't happen. You won't be able, like, you won't be adding any more muscle at such a pace that you store so much glycogen that it would fill up on, or show up on the scale. Then your body, then the scale can start showing you like the fat that is leaving you.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that because I have done this program and the Happy Scale app for 4 years at a weight loss rate of 0.06 pounds per week, but I mean, it gets off, right? Yeah. So now because it gives you the number over the lifetime or whatever. So it's, I mean, I'm lucky that I set it up that way. Cause yeah, the scale would drive me insane if I wasn't looking for that 0.06 pounds, like less than a pound a month. Right. It's just, so the mind management has been helpful to set that up. All right. Let me ask you one real quick question about protein. Cause this one drives me nuts. Cause I'm a vegetarian. Does it matter? I mean, just like eat things that are whole foods, eat when you're hungry, eat food you enjoy, good, better, best. Right. Like, you don't need to be counting that stuff. Cause that also gets to me. Like, I'm supposed to shove beef in my mouth.
I don't. Yasmin, who is a triathlete on my team, who's lost 100 and I don't know how much weight Yasmin's lost. It's like 120 pounds or something. She's a vegan. I don't think she's counting macros all the time and stuff. I'm almost 100% sure that she's not. I think one of the things that that's always been helpful for me is like, I don't think you need to be counting it, but an easy way to think about protein for all of you is each meal, make sure there's something that resembles some protein for you. Right. So like if you're having beans, because like beans, even me, as much as I love meat, this last week, I haven't had any. I like tofu. I love tofu. I just always have. My sister-in-law makes a wicked baked tofu. I've been eating it twice a day. And that's all I do. And then I have like beans in my salad and stuff like that. So I just always think like every meal should have a little protein in it of some source. So that can be beans, that can be tofu. It can be like, if you like dairy, whatever you do, it can be from any of that. But I don't think you need to get choked up on measuring how much did I count it and freak out over that stuff. The more you don't freak out around food, the better you get to feel and the more you get to enjoy the gift of lifting weights and the gift of caring for yourself. And you get to enjoy, you get to enjoy the process of trying to, you know, reshape your body some and stuff rather than making it so hard.
Yeah. I'm going to do my first I've never competed before, but I'm strengthlifting like a strength athlete. Cause I'm 40 next year. So the first time I ever compete will be as a master's amateur strength athlete. Yeah. And I appreciate this. I know it's about the mind work. I know it's not about the action line. Just sometimes the action line gets into my T line in this stuff. And then I need to get myself out of it by just reminding myself, like, I have an expert, they know what they're doing, add a little protein, enjoy the process and just like go back to. So it's helpful to hear your voice in my head a little bit.
And one thing you may want to pay attention to that I think, like I noticed with me when it comes to like training for the half is right now, I like nothing's changing in my appetite. Like I'm only at the 5 and 6 mile mark. You know, I'm not out there for so long that my normal eating can't support it. Now, if you're going to train for a strength competition, you will eventually get to a point to where you may like just track and notice, do I seem to have, like, is my body repairing fast enough between workouts? Right. Do I feel like, am I noticing strength gains? Are they plateauing? If that's happening, that's still listening to your body. You may need to bump, like, say, like, you know, maybe I'll try this week bringing a shake with me to the workout and just see, does it give me more energy later or not? If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it does, it does. But we're always listening to our body. So that's like, even with me in half training, I get to a point. So I work out way better fasted. I always have. I just like, God,
if I've had to fight that advice too. Yeah.
Like I can watch my energy levels go down and about vomit every single time. So I always work out fasted and I won't put anything in my system unless I'm going to work out for at least 90 minutes or more. Anything under 90, I'm fine. But I'm a slow ass runner and it is 2 weeks away from when I will be out there for more than 90 minutes just to get my little mileage down. So when that happens, I know my body well enough to know, like, even though I'm not hungry, I don't want the run to suffer. So I will just move breakfast to before. I'll move the workout to a time that I may not want to do it, but it's going to have to be a little bit later. But I know that that will work long term. That's still listening to your body. That's still using the wisdom of your body.
How does it feel when you call yourself a slow ass runner?
Actually, it doesn't feel bad to me. It's more of like
that.
I honestly have a lot of pride in it. This is the way I think about my slow ass running. There is a lot of number one main reason why I'm slow is my body. Every time I've ever tried to speed up, my body has like gotten injured.
Yeah,
and
I'm the same
way. I've knocked myself out. And so I, like, for the first time ever, especially this time, I'm actually very proud that I have decided I would rather be running than to be injuring myself. And so there's that. And then also, I honestly take a lot of pride in it because there's a lot of people who will be ashamed of it and not get out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm just like, that's a no.
Yeah. I mean, I've had the same problem with lifting. I'll get really into it. I'll push a little too hard because, you know, I feel stupid not going up 5 pounds or whatever every month or whatever it is. And then I get injured and I'm having to come to the conclusion that, like, this is going to be tiny incremental little changes over time. Cause if not, I'm going to burn out. Yeah. All right.
Well, and that is what's smart. I mean, I want you to think about, like, the most successful people in the world. They really appreciate the process of like building and making the small changes and stuff. Like when I think about, like, I've studied a lot of people like, you know, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and all these people, they will tell you it was not a skyrocket to the top.
Right.
It was a lot of trying things, a lot of failing, a lot of every single day getting up, nuancing things or doing things on the days they didn't want to, doing things on the days when everything looked like it was a fucking hot wreck. And they're just like, nope, going to keep going. Nope, going to keep going. And that's what it takes.
Well, this program has really given me that because I did not have that attitude 4 years ago. Like, it was not about the process. It was about the result. And now I almost won't do stuff if I don't enjoy the process. I mean, to the point where sometimes people think I'm a giant baby. And I'm like, why do stuff you don't enjoy unless you fundamentally have to? And if you don't, then
exactly.
Who cares?
All right.
All right. Well, good luck with your run.
Well, and good luck for your lifting.
Thanks. It was nice to see you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.